na 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 na
Before I start playing my set, of course, I'll be plugging me today. Okay, today's Plug Nancy Day. Alrighty, let's plug Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Betty Jo Tucker, always, and it's the best of this Tuesday, so check her out. Also, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. You go to Tune In right here in Miramar. Tune In right here in Miramar. The Mom and Pop Shop. Follow George Bettinger also on Facebook at the Mom and Pop Shop. Well, there you go. So today is shamelessly promote Nancy Day. I have CDs available on CD Baby. Here's just a sample of that great comedy you'll be downloading.
She's just a wonderful person, and she's here tonight. Let's hear it for Nancy Lombardo.
I'm wonderful.
I love being wonderful. It's a wonderful thing to be wonderful. It is. It's a lot of fun. Hey, everybody. I get to see all the people they've been talking about. I know you. Hey, that's great, great. It's, okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. Now, I don't know about any of you other married people out there, but my husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look.
What? Is this about the milk? There was enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Is this about the last piece of cake? I didn't know you were saving it for later, and I ate it. What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? I say, I've been married a long time, and the secret to a long marriage is date night. You gotta have date nights. You know those nights where you go out twice a week? Good wine, good food, good companionship. I go Tuesdays, he goes Thursdays. It works. And another thing, too, my husband's always on some kind of fad diet. He's always on a fad diet. His latest diet now is just he's just going to eat bananas and coconuts. Bananas and coconuts. That's all he's going to eat. Just bananas and coconuts. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Oh, my little munchy man. portion control? That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, well, I'll never finish that. And you know what's the one food no one ever says let's go out for? English. Bland and all the same color. Where can we go? That's because they give their food scary names. Names like blood pudding, blood sausage, and my favorite, spotted dick. I don't want any spotted dick. No, thank you. I'll hold off on that. You know why that is, though? Because the English don't use vegetables. They don't have vegetables with their meals. No real colored vegetables. Unless you count the queen. Hello! 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 Count her. And the Scottish have got that feat with something called haggis. Remember haggis? It's like a sheep's bladder stuffed with all kinds of inedible things. And, you know they call it haggis? I found out why they call it haggis. Because that's the sound you make when you eat it. Hey, good news. They just released a new cure for insomnia. This is terrific. Yep, it's Lincoln on DVD. Lincoln on DVD. Personally, I don't think he should have got the Academy Award for playing somebody nobody ever heard. But, you put on a beard. You look like him. Good enough. And, you know, I didn't think it was such a great tag. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you're Lincoln famous. Lincoln famous. Take me down over Lincoln. Get her, she hates Lincoln. I just thought it was like, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, who knew? And then I thought, in my own head, I was doing my own movie of what really happened. And so it was like Lincoln and Mary, they're hanging out. Hey, Mary, what's going on up there? Why is everybody fighting? What, I gotta do something special? What should I do? Free people? Ooh. All right, that sounds like a good idea. Maybe I'll get my picture on a penny. Oh, shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Aren't there any other colors? Why are they all wearing blue and gray? Why is everybody fighting? What? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. Hey, Mary, what are we doing tonight? What? Again? What do you mean? Would it kill me to go to the theater? Shut up, Mary. You're crazy. I'll help myself. I'm a little sick. That was my version. And then the other movie's out. Oh, Les Mis. I went to see Les Mis. And true to its name, I came out more miserable than I was. All I kept thinking was, Anne Hathaway, here, have my popcorn. Please, just eat something. Eat something. And then the music was making me crazy. It was like, if the movie is too long and it seems like the same song, then no doubt you're trapped in here watching Les Mis. I had a dream this film would end, but it goes on and on forever. Yeah, it's true. When I was little, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. I always knew who the villain in the film was because she was always that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box while standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase, there would always be a beautiful young woman say something like, Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo? And the woman at the top of the stairs would go, Su esposo está aquí. She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. Fall the box down from the stairs, boom, 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 and on the street, she'd go, ah! With the top of the stairs, go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw. It wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I would have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a pet. Na-na-na-na. call Cajun. And she always had these mom wisdoms. She used to impart to me these mom wisdoms, these cliches, or bitches, as she called them. You don't have to listen to this. Bitches is going to save your life. The cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. Oh my God, oh my God. But she was great. She gave me good advice about buying a husband. She said, "Mira, Nancy, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last." So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. Wanted to be there to answer all his little boy questions. I'll never forget the first day he turned to me and his little innocent eyes asked me, "Mommy, where do babies come from?" And I wanted to be absolutely honest. So I looked down at him and I said, "Well, honey, in your case, babies come from Absolut Vodka." To be misinformed like I was when I was growing up, and my mother would brush my really curly hair, and I'd go, "Ow, ow!" And she'd go, "Well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby?" And until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. So with that in mind, I went out, and you can help me with this too, and I found a little-known Irish reproduction ballad that explains it all. And I'm going to cue you, and when I go like this, you go, okay, ready? There was a young sperm from the land of Testes near the Isle of Scrotum, who like a million other lads swam around in boredom, a searching for that special lad who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hunt. One day a great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special lad, he swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She'd only one X, the an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the mood. A journey she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he puns a manly grin, in he puns a manly grin, that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. Excellent! Thank you so much. That's very, very nice. You know, I like to think of this, by the way, I don't like to think of this as my chest. No? I like to think of this as the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. I catch up on it, whee! And I don't think of these as just breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, say you're in a grocery store and you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that? I'm out there. Don't try to play. You're such a nice man. Yeah. So. There we have you. How are you? We're doing good. Okay. Good here. Well, there's a lot of fun. Good stuff coming up. Looking at what's going on here. Take your hands off your lap. That's really weird. He's got a bottle like this and he's got both hands like this. I don't know if it's a message. I'm laughing with you, sir. The fact that you wore sunglasses at night. Sorry. I've got some handsome people in there, too. I think I'll pick on you. Because you look like kangaroos. stretch for the day. Blue, I'm going to do a matching set. That's nice. I like the white socks. That's the rebel in you, I suppose. The rebel, huh? What's your name, sir?
Joe.
Joe. Okay, of course it is. What do you do for a living, Joe?
I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse? Of course you are. You're a nurse. Now, nurse, what degree of nursing are you?
I'm a social degree.
What is it?
Social degree. I'm an RN.
Oh, an RN. Okay, so you're up to giving the needles then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You can give needles. I want to befriend all nurses, just I don't even know where I'm going to end up with my mind. that's great. So you're in what hospital?
I actually do home care.
You do home care on top of it. That's why you're so casual. You do home care? That's great. You got associates. And what's your favorite food?
I'm actually
I never considered them an actual food. What if we got, honey? I don't know. Pretzels, yeah! Pretzels, okay. For dinner, pretzels, pass the mustard. Do you have any hobbies there, Joe?
Yeah, I watch a lot of football.
You watch a lot of football? I'm not surprised. Nothing about you surprises me, Joe, but you know, what a coincidence. Hit it. I happen to have written a song about your life, and it goes like this. You ready, Joe?
Ready.
You got a special dance.
George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K as in knife. A as in aardvark. P as in pneumonia. L as in luscious, A as in aardvark again, N as in Newell Post. Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment, I will look that number up for you.
Right, thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all, it's just that I'm terrifically late and
that
I thought
that number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil and
yes.
write the number
yes.
down?
I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
hello,
Fairfax
hello,
9.
Operator, hello,
information.
Hello,
information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there, and I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind.
No.
Why don't you try hanging up?
Because I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows, sir.
Oh, come on, come on.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. Information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
oh, no,
as
sir,
I explained
no, I
to her...
I see, sir, no, information doesn't yeah. charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already gone through...
No, when you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl and...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please... Try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine.
Supervisor.
All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down
just
to.
A minute,
and well, you stole it. I put it in the telephone, and you took
minute,
it away.
You know.
It's my
Bell Telephone didn't
well,
steal
miss,
your dime.
Is, they,
you know.
They have
no,
stolen
I mean,
my
telephone
dime.
Bell Telephone doesn't
yeah.
need your dime.
Well, I know. That's exactly
Bell Telephone
my
gets
point.
Millions of dimes
yeah,
every day. They wouldn't
yeah,
pick
right,
out your
right.
dime.
Well,
steal, you
they
know.
Stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, not miss, look,
I mean, you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime?
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
That I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew
right.
it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. I mean, if you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. As
I explain to her? I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir. You go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
No, no, no.
Thank you.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job. That's
sir,
all.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post. Yes.
One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes,
I have
yes,
that number
Jones.
For you.
Yes?
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you
right.
hear the dial
wait,
tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
dial
sir.
Dial as I ordinarily
would. You have a free
would.
Call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
Thank you for tuning in.
And
today
now,
to
10 rip roaring 20 slang terms due for
and
a comeback.
Don't forget, my CDs
gams.
Are available for download
play.
On CD Baby.
A lady.
Get a load of them gams
we'll
on
go
the
go out with slang.
Legs are like the stock market. They go up, 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 and up forever.
Spifflicated. Drunk.
We got spifflicated at the gin joint and wisely invested all of our money in the stock market, whose roaring performance will surely continue to the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
The cat's meow, a person or thing that is extremely excellent.
America's economic performance is the cat's meow, I tell you.
Giggle water, any drink with alcohol.
Oh, God, I just lost everything. I'm ruined. I need me a giggle water, and quick.
Dewdropper, a young unemployed man who sleeps all day.
What malarkey. Now everyone will think I'm a no-good lollygagging dewdropper.
Applesauce, an expletive.
There are no jobs anywhere, and the trouble boys want me zapped. Oh, applesauce.
Clams, money.
How many clams can I get for selling my blood? I've got a whole trench coat covered in and stuff right here.
Big sleep, death.
Fake my own big sleep? It sounds crazy, but I have nothing left to lose.
No one's onions. To be well informed on a subject matter.
This FDR fella sure seems to know one's onions. I'm sure he'll turn the economy around lickety-split.
Ducky. All right.
This new deal sure is ducky. And now that everyone recognizes the wisdom of long-term economic planning, the economy will be ducky forever.